Even amidst rocket racing and the biofuel jets, propellers refuse to go without a fight. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Adam Smith, who is the Vice President of Membership Services for the Experimental Aircraft Association, also the Director of EAA Air Venture Museum in Oshkosh. But at this time of the year, he jumps into a phone booth and changes into his superhero costume as Director of Aircraft Attractions for EAA Air Venture Oshkosh. And we're here to talk today about what you're going to see at the world's greatest aviation event. Adam, thanks for taking some time out for us today.
No problem at all, Paul.
Well, first of all, how busy is it?
Well, this time of the year, our workload really starts to get interesting. I must admit, I just spent all weekend working just to get caught up, and it'll pretty much be like that for the next few weeks. But you know, you don't mind the work because the end result is something that's very rewarding for everyone that takes part. Oshkosh really is starting to liven up now. I took a drive around the campgrounds this weekend. We opened on Friday, and already a lot of people have been in staking out their traditional patch, and the a lot of the tents are starting to go up. You know, the whole sort of feel of the event is starting to come together.
Well, it's almost, this reminds me of cooking a huge elaborate meal. You get to the end of the meal and you realize you spent 4 hours cooking it and 30 minutes eating it. This has to be kind of the same feel when Oshkosh is over.
Yeah, and it's almost like an elaborate meal that, you know, about 500 cooks work on, and often they just work on their own little piece of the recipe, and it all seems to come together, and that is one of the remarkable things about Oshkosh for me is just you know, I have a little piece of it, and there are many other people that do their little piece, and somehow it just works together in an amazing way. And as I said earlier, it's so rewarding to be part of it. Just you know, to not just see it all come together, but to see the smiles on people's faces and the enjoyment that the event brings is really, really special.
Well, staying with our culinary analogy for now, let's talk about what's on your menu this year.
Mm-hmm.
You were just telling me here that that an extraordinary aircraft is coming to Oshkosh this year, and that's the Boeing Dreamlifter.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. You know, one of the areas that I help to look after is Aeroshell Square, which is the big central venue of AirVenture. And you know, people like to see big airplanes on there, and we always like to try and get two or three large aircraft in to really fill the ramp in and give the whole thing a sense of size and scale. And it really doesn't get much bigger than the Boeing Dreamlifter. This is for people that aren't familiar with it. This is a Boeing 747 that's sort of been stretched in the fuselage, and it's a very unusual looking aircraft, and it's basically the biggest Boeing aircraft that's ever been built. They've designed it to carry the fuselage sections of the Boeing 787, the Dreamliner, inside of it. So it's basically one of these huge cargo carrying airplanes, and of course the whole tail of the aircraft swings on a big hinge, and we're very excited about having it because I don't think it's been at any air show ever before, and it'll certainly give us that size and impressiveness that we're looking for on Aeroshell Square.
Well, I know it's great to see Boeing at the event too, because I think had things gone the way the company hoped, we'd be seeing maybe the Dreamliner coming and going from AirVenture this year.
Yeah, I think maybe that have been their hope, perhaps that's something we'll see next year, because that should be comfortably within their grasp. But it's actually an interesting year for Boeing all round, because one of the most one of the aircraft that's really got a buzz going around on the internet and emails and things like that is this Boeing Model 40 that is coming to Oshkosh. This is an airliner that one of our members, Addison Pemberton, has spent he spent 6 years restoring, and it's finally flying now, and it's really remarkable. In fact, we put a video of it up online about 10 days ago, and it's already been watched 50,000 times.
Wow.
Which tells you there's a lot of interest in that airplane. So it's kind of Boeing old and Boeing new this year. With the Model 40 and the Dreamlifter.
Well, now the Dreamlifter is a very large aircraft to be coming into OSH. Are there any special precautions that need to be taken for that?
Yeah, we've had a couple of Boeing 747s in previously, so you know we're comfortable on landing distance and runway and things like that. But yes, we do have to make special precautions. For example, the runway isn't typically loaded for aircraft of that size, so we do have to get special waivers and permissions to make sure that the runway isn't damaged and that we, you know, precautions have been taken in that regard. So there are always things that we need to work out, but we're pretty comfortable that the Dreamlifter should be, you know, we should be able to get that in without too much difficulty.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's going to be spectacular to see it there in Aeroshell Square. It'll tower over everything. One of the projects that's a little closer to Aeronews, because frankly our boss is involved in it, is the Rocket Racing League. I think it's a great coup for you folks to have secured the first demonstration flight of these remarkable exhibition aircraft.
Yeah, we put a press release out about this, and they quoted me in it as saying this could be one of the most amazing things that's ever been seen in the long history of Oshkosh, and I'll stand by that quote because you know, for those people that have seen video of these machines, some of the test flying video is out there on the web now. You'll know that they really look amazing, but I think when you combine the look of it with the rocket motors and the whole feeling and the noise and everything, it's going to be very exciting. And so that's something we're looking forward to very much. And it's sort of in the spirit of Oshkosh in a way, because, you know, we like to be a place where innovation prospers and where people can, you know, do new and interesting things in aviation. So, you know, it certainly works from that perspective. So I think every sort of hardened aviation enthusiast is going to be down there on the flight line, you know, looking at these things. But also, imagine any young person under the age of 18. I think it's just like it doesn't get any cooler than rocket planes,
yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So, this is something that when they announced it, 3 or 4 years ago, the whole concept. I must admit, maybe you were the same, Paul. My eyebrows were like, "What?" You
know, yeah.
Rocket racing. But they've diligently stuck to the idea, and you know, they've got quite a number of test flights on the aircraft now. And we do have a little bit of work to do yet, again, to get the waivers. We want this to be safe and you know, a good exhibition. They won't actually be racing this year at Oshkosh. You know, it will be kind of an exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to make sure that everything works out safely, and we're working very closely with Rocket Racing League right now to finalize those arrangements. But it's right up there in my list of things that I'm looking forward to.
Well, and you know, it, for some people, it seems like, how is this a fit into an aviation event with experimental routes? But really, just like the Dreamliner, if it ends up coming, that is composite construction, which dates, you know, which finds its roots in home building. The Rocket Racing League is using an aircraft that has its roots in an experimental canard. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's perfectly appropriate to see, you know, the end product of where some of this earlier experimentation winds up.
Absolutely. Yeah. I couldn't have put it better myself. I mean, Bert Rutan showed up here at Oshkosh in a canard aeroplane in 1974, and is very easy. And that was a revolutionary aircraft. And you're correct. In the Boeing Dreamliner and the Dreamlifter, you've seen the ultimate conclusion of the whole composite thing. And you know, the rocket races are based on velocities, which are really strongly influenced by Bert's design. So yeah, it goes right back to our heritage. But also, you know, with rocket racing, they're pushing the boundaries in their own way of technology, and you know, it's something that they can be proud of in their own right.
We're talking about AirVenture 2008 with Adam Smith, Vice President of the Experimental Aircraft Association for Membership Services, also Director of Aircraft Attractions for the event. And we'll be back with more in a moment. By the way, the event opens July 28th at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Adam Smith, who works with EAA and Membership Services, the Air Venture Museum at Oshkosh, and at this time of the year has a major role in pulling together the aircraft attractions that will be at Air Venture. We're talking about some of the things you'll see on Aero Shell Square this year. Adam, I wanted to talk about the Nemesis NXT because John Sharp says he's going to attempt to break a 3-kilometer course record in this aircraft. And frankly, having seen the record at 331 and knowing that this aircraft has flown it in the 380s, this would almost seem like 75% economy cruise.
Yeah, I've been talking to John, and I don't think he's going to do 75%. I think his goal is not just to break the record, but to smash it. So if the record's 331 right now, I'm not even sure if he isn't hoping for 400. and so he's going to be going just as fast as he possibly can, and that's something that we're really excited about. John's been a great EAA over the years with the original Nemesis and now Nemesis NXT. He's super to work with, he and his wife Pat, and I think we'll probably do two or three attempts during the week. So maybe the first one, you know, they might make sure they break the record. But if everything goes well as we go through the week, maybe we'll keep pushing the boundaries further and further.
Well, I was going to say, to count as a new record, it has to exceed the old record by 1%, if I understand correctly. And he's got enough margin in this aircraft to break the record and then break his own record two or three times over.
Yeah, I think so. So, I mean, hopefully the question is, just how high will the bar be set this year?
Well, it's pretty amazing. Another thing at Aero Shell Square that I think is going to be interesting, if people today are not interested in the environment as its own topic, I think pilots and aircraft builders and owners are at least interested in where we might end up regulatorily. In other words, whether I'm interested in the environment as a cause or not, what am I going to have to look at down the road in building an aircraft or buying an aircraft that's going to be influenced by this movement? And the L-29 Biojet, to me, is a great step forward in this area.
Yeah, I think if we ask our membership, you know, what's on their minds at this moment in time, I think the general area of fuel affordability, you know, the future of aviation is very much in the minds of our membership. And it's something we're trying to address generally at Oshkosh this year. We've got an affordable flying center, which, you know, we're trying to gather together all the best ideas that we can about how to keep the cost of flying down. And we've got various aircraft coming this year that are electric powered, which is a whole new area, again, that's tied into, you know, the environment and future technology. But you mentioned the L-29 Biojet, which is to the best of my understanding, is the first and the only aircraft to date that has flown on 100% biofuel. So that's jet fuel that was created from not from oil, but from biomass.
Right.
And there have been a couple of other flights out there, but they've tended to use, I think Virgin did a flight that there was a lot of hoopla about, but they actually used a mix of biofuel and regular
Jet A.
Jet fuel. Yeah. So, you know, we want to be supportive of what Doug Rosendahl is doing with the Biojet, and to give it a prime place on Aerosol Square where people can see the aircraft and learn a little bit more about what they're trying to do with that project. So that's that's another interesting thing that will be on Aerosol Square.
Do we have any idea yet how those folks are doing in getting the necessary waivers to bring the aircraft? Is that pretty well buttoned down now?
You know, I haven't had an update on that in the last few weeks, but I know that they do need waivers in order to fly on biofuel. But they've been able to do a few flights already, and I don't think we're anticipating any major problem with them being able to get here.
I think the main issue I think that they were concerned about with the FAA was the fact that they need fuel heaters to keep the fuel flowing when they get up to high altitudes and cold temperatures. But that seemed to be going very well.
Yeah, as I say, they've done, I think, enough test flights for there to be a sense of confidence about the system, and you know, hopefully that will persuade the FAA to allow the flight and allow the airplane to make it here to Oshkosh.
Well, Adam, I really appreciate the background on these aircraft that we're going to see at Aerosol Square. If it's okay with you, if you're going to have any time, I'd like to check back with you in a few days and get an update on some of the new aircraft that maybe people have heard of but will get the chance to see for the first time.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a bumper year coming up, in fact, of new aircraft that have never been seen before, new announcements, new unveilings, things like that. So, let's talk about that.
All right. Adam Smith is the Vice President for Membership Services and also Director of Aircraft Attractions for AirVenture Oshkosh and also Director of the EAA AirVenture Museum. And we'll have Adam back in a few days to talk more about Oshkosh as the date draws near. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. You can find out more about EAA AirVenture at eaa.org. Or, Adam, is it also available at airventure.org?
Yes. We've got a full list of all the aircraft that are coming on our website. It's airventure.org, and you should be able to quickly find a link to aircraft attractions. And there's a list on there of about 75 interesting airplanes that will be on our grounds during the week. Along with, of course, 10,000 other ones that have brought aviation enthusiasts from all over the world.
And with those 10,000 aircraft will be responsible for at least a couple of hundred of interesting landings.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Paul.
You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. You can find out more about AirVenture at www.airventure.org. And you can find us on the web at www.aero.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.